Red, White, and Kaboom. Oh, 6:10 is Mornings with Ken and Bernie. We are talking Red, White, and Boom 2012, and we're talking to Jenny Krueger of the Acadiana Symphony. Wow.
Yes.
This is busy. Every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
It does. Well, we add more friends. We make more friends. We add more friends, and we hopefully can add more for the community to take part in. And this year's no different.
More parks, too.
Three parks, three different patriotic experiences. You can pick your park, pick your night, or you can sample all three. $5 gets you in, and you can choose what you want to do. There's different types of music in different parks.
Okay.
And we can start with one park and go down the list.
Go right ahead.
Okay. If you start at the international stage, we have Red, White, and Boom with the symphony and Grammy nominee Marsha Ball.
Right, she'll also, blues there.
Oh, yeah. She'll be sharing the stage with our conservatory chorus kids. So she's coming in actually today to work with our kids and get them prepped for the stage tomorrow.
Fun.
Teaching the kids honky-tonk. I got it.
You know, what an opportunity to be able to work with Grammy Award winners 2 years in a row. I mean,
right.
This is a great, and that's because we live here and we have so many artists to choose from. So that's international. We'll be also pulling the winning ticket for our Mercedes on that stage.
It is a pretty red Mercedes,
yay,
too.
It is a hot car. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. It's nice.
Yeah, I saw it in Abbeville for the Lily Festival.
That's right. Yeah, we were there.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. We haven't done that before. And then over at Park Putnam is a little bit of a different music experience. We have four different bands lined up with the Rockin' Rotarians, the Bayou Ramblers, and Nickel Beer, and then closing is Chubby Carrier and his band.
Wow, so you got a Grammy Award winner there.
We do too, yes. And it's a whole different food experience there. We have the food trucks coming in, so it's a little bit different vibe.
Isn't
you can
great?
Have in that park.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and then you'll be able to see the fireworks at 9:30. All the music is all kind of choreographed so that it's ready to go at certain times with the music, no matter what park you're in. At Park Sanssouci, it's kind of our family and kid-friendly area. We have youth performances there, and our faculty from the conservatory will be on site doing Simon Says splash games and various different activities for the kids, water slides and all kinds of stuff.
Have you made arrangements yet to keep the fountain on the entire time?
Yes, we're stressed about that because I've actually been there planning to play in it, and not myself, my child. And, you know,
you revealed the truth.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't on. So, yes, we're making sure that it's good to go.
Late night frolic with Jenny.
Don't tell anybody. That's between you and me.
All right. Wow. So that's going to be a great experience. And $5 gets you into all three of the parks.
$5 gets you in. We're also partnering with FoodNet, which I want to let people know. This is new this year. Bring some non-perishable goods, and we will actually give you concession tickets, so food for food. Our friends from FoodNet will be there collecting, and so we're hoping that partnership continues too, because I think that's a great addition to this event.
Yeah. Wow.
And we'll also have the Legends Hot Dog Eating Contest. So if you're feeling a little hungry, you can come in and compete.
I bet the people in the station can't go. We're probably overqualified.
We're probably I would agree.
A couple of these guys I know are overqualified.
Sandbaggers.
Yeah, gotta watch them. So a lot of people have asked me, when you do this sort of event and you're charging $5 to get in, mm-hmm, where does the money go for the Acadiana Symphony?
It goes to support all of our programs. And as you know, our organization is quite large, but we do a lot with the funds that we have. And so it goes to our educational programs, where we reach over 10,000 children every year in various different programs.
Wow.
And then into our staged programs, which reaches over 20,000 people a year. And that's not just in Acadiana, it's not just in Lafayette, but in our surrounding parishes as well. So if you think about the dollars spent, I mean, the return on investment is really significant, and hopefully we're touching more and more in the community every year.
That's great.
I talked to one of our contest winners, I think it was yesterday, Monday, mm-hmm, and he said he'd never been, so this is going to be a first-time experience to go to Red, White, and Boom, and I think it's going to be an incredible experience for mm-hmm everyone who's never been. Everybody who's been knows what it's like. It's
mm-hmm
great. You know, bring your lawn chairs.
Exactly, and if you don't want to carry your lawn chairs, we have chair rental.
How great. See, I like that. That's even better.
Me too. I don't like to schlep back and forth. So, I mean, but if you have your own favorite chair, you can bring that too. So it's really, we're hoping to make it as flexible and as fun for as many people as possible. That's the whole point.
Incredible. Excellent. Incredible. Well, Jenny Krueger, thanks for being with us
today. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Red, White, and Boom 2012, presented by the Acadiana Symphony. You can get tickets by calling 232-4277.
Or they can get information on our website at acadianasymphony.org or on our Facebook page. And if you still want to buy a raffle ticket, you can do so online until 3:00 today After that, you have to get it at the park. So online, katieannasymphony.org.
I'll have to make a loan. Buy a few tickets.
It's $20.
That car is nice.
I know.
I saw it up close.
It's pretty.
It really is.
It's fancy.
You would look good in that.
I don't know.
Now he's just playing cool.
I know.
The car looks good no matter whether I'm in it or not. Now Kathy would look great in it. 6:16 in Cape Verde. Bernie's got news next.
There's no better way to start a workday than with a delivery of a beautiful fresh bouquet.